From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. According to an administration official, the White House will establish a presidential commission to investigate the oil spill, which has put thousands of barrels of crude into the Gulf. BP has succeeded in dropping a mile-long pipe that is now diverting some of the oil to the surface. Researchers are finding some large underwater plumes, including one said to be 10 miles long, 3 miles wide, and 300 feet thick. So far, the oil has not soiled beaches, but there are concerns it could get caught up in currents that could possibly carry the oil through the Florida Keys and up the East Coast. The White House today reacted with caution to the news. Iran is willing to send some of its enriched uranium out of the country. NPR's Mike Schuster has details.
A positive step is the way the White House described Iran's willingness to send more than a ton of its low-enriched uranium to Turkey, enough uranium that, if enriched further, could be used to make a bomb. The deal, negotiated by Brazil and Turkey, would swap that enriched uranium for nuclear fuel for a Tehran research reactor. This is essentially the same deal Iran rejected last fall. But the White House remains skeptical. The U.S. and the international community continue to have serious concerns about Iran's nuclear activities, a statement released by the White House says, especially about its ongoing production of low-enriched uranium. Tehran must be held accountable, and Iran must demonstrate through deeds, not words, that it will live up to its obligations, according to the White House. The White House says it will continue to seek a new sanctions resolution in the U.N. Security Council. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court, by a 6-3 vote, has struck down as unconstitutional state laws that impose life terms without parole on juvenile offenders for non-homicide crimes. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Writing for five of the justices in the majority, Justice Anthony Kennedy said that sending a juvenile to prison for life with no hope of ever getting out and no chance to demonstrate he's been rehabilitated violates the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. The ruling could affect up to 129 offenders currently serving life terms without the possibility of parole for offenses that fall short of murder. The case the court ruled on involved a 17-year-old Florida teenager who violated the terms of his probation for armed robbery and was sentenced to life in prison without parole. The court said he and other similar non-homicide offenders must have a meaningful opportunity to win release from prison later based on demonstrated maturity and rehabilitation. Florida has abolished parole, but it could reinstitute it for juveniles sentenced to life terms. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The New York Federal Reserve says its key gauge of manufacturing for the state slowed this month, though a jobs index component within that indicator rose to its highest level in roughly 6 years. Late session rally on Wall Street as investors swooped in to pick up some bargains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 5 points to close at 10,625. The Nasdaq gained 7 points today. This is NPR. Officials with the Thai government are now saying they will accept a ceasefire offer from a red shirt protest leader. That's if the group's fighters, who have been engaging in street battles, return to their main camp near central Bangkok. Word of the agreement comes as the death toll from 5 days of violence in Thailand has now risen to 37. It marks the first direct talks between the two sides since fighting broke out last week. The Obama administration today released the latest figures on how many homeowners it's reached through its foreclosure prevention program. So far, about 300,000 people have had their loan payments permanently reduced through the program. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
The administration set a goal of helping some 3 to 4 million people avoid foreclosure, so 300,000 is a start. But some housing advocates say it's a slow start. A much higher number, 1.2 million people, are in the trial period of the program. But there have been problems with the banks managing all those people and finalizing their loan modifications. At the same time, some homeowners may have lied about their income to get into the program and now can't provide the necessary documentation. So now hundreds of thousands of people are starting to fall out of the program. To make sure the banks are doing all they can to reach people who actually qualify and who could keep their homes, the Treasury Department's been stepping up its monitoring of the banks, and it will be publishing more information on which banks are doing a better job and which banks are still having a lot of problems. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Credit monitoring firm Equifax says delinquency rates on mortgages, home equity loans, and credit cards all fell in April for a third straight month. The company says the only credit category in which delinquency rates continue to rise is in the student loan category. Equifax says total U.S. consumer debt is down by just over $626 billion. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.